Have you ever wanted to take control of your health and truly understand your body? Flow is the number one female health app, trusted by over 380 million people worldwide. Co-created with more than 120 leading health and medical experts, Flow is your go-to for tracking periods, ovulation, and even pregnancy. And now you can get 30% off Flow Premium for a whole year with the code LGU. With Flow, you'll unlock personalized insights, expert advice, and everything you need to feel empowered every day. Download Flow now, and don't forget to use the code LGU for your exclusive discount. Hello, dumplings. Welcome to Let's Get Ugly, the podcast where we dive deep into the latest beauty, wellness, and lifestyle secrets that aren't always pretty, but always real.
We're your co-hosts, Trishna and Disha,
the sister duo keeping it 100% authentic, really silly, and sassy at the same time.
We are so sassy and super silly. Come with us, join us, grab your favorite drink, and let's get ugly together. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 1.
So, Alianor, welcome to Let's Get Ugly.
Thank you so much for having me.
We are so honestly excited to have you here. We've been following your journey with your viral contrast filter and can't wait to dive deeper into that. But I think the main thing that we're really going to be talking about is how you've really changed how people see themselves and how they can improve upon themselves and how beauty's more valuable than just being superficial, which is amazing to kind of talk about as well.
I mean, I think that what's been so exciting has been your filter and like this knowledge and theory that you are basically sharing with the world. Can you tell us a little bit about how your first two loves came together, makeup and art?
Yeah, very interesting. Thank you so much. Very excited to talk about this because it's always been very clear in my mind that the two are linked. I've always been very artistic in my life. I wanted to do artistic studies first, but I didn't. So I dived into makeup when I was doing other studies like business school and stuff. So makeup has always been like my creative output. And also since I've been doing arts for a very long time, I think some stuff in my mind were linked, like how you see your face and how you understand colors and how things are proportioned. And so I think it was always clear in my mind. And when sharing it on social media, it was so obvious to me that it came naturally to talk about it this way. So yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I mean, what was the moment where you were like, makeup and art go hand in hand? Like, what was that moment for you where you saw that correlation really clearly?
So I think when I studied makeup, because I did makeup school, and the teacher talked about color analysis and how you can mix the colors to create new ones. So I saw the direct link between what I learned for art and what I was learning for makeup. So I think it was more clear to me, like consciously, that the two were kind of the same thing, but for your face. So, yeah.
I mean, it's such an interesting world, isn't it? There's like undertones and there's shades and there's so many of these different possibilities, endless possibilities, I would say. Was there like a favorite look that you created or something that was like super memorable where you were like, oh my gosh, like I love this?
So I think it was more a memorable look that didn't work for me. So I think I learned a lot from my mistakes in makeup. So I used to do tutorials on other celebrities. Like I was trying to do looks from celebrities on myself and I created it nice. It was like the look, but it didn't look good on me. So that's when I was like, why does it look not good on me? Like, why do I look ugly now? So that's when I started analyzing a bit why some stuff that looked good on other people didn't look good on me. Or when I tried to do makeup on clients, sometimes stuff didn't look good on them if I didn't take into account their face, their colors, and their contrast. So, yeah, that's more the things that I remember. It's like when I stopped doing it as everyone else was doing it. And I started taking into account my face and what works just for me, instead of trying to do the trends or the looks that were trending online.
Is it more of like a self-expression for you, or is it a creative outlet?
Kind of both. I think it's really nice to have your brushes. Like, you can see the link between art and makeup with the tools you use and the textures and stuff. So I really like that. I think it's also nice to enhance stuff about yourself and feel good about yourself without looking like someone else or looking like, because sometimes you talk about, when we talk about makeup, it's more about transforming. I never thought about makeup as so, more as I like editorial makeup when you have something that is really creative on your face, but I don't really like transforming faces. So I don't know if I answered the question correctly.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Yeah.
You definitely, definitely did. And I just feel like even with the contrast theory as well, it comes across so clearly that it isn't about transformation. Mm. It's about enhancing your natural beauty as well. And I mean, it is something that you can really tell that is so fresh and so personal from your perspective as well. You know, what was the spark that brought that to life then with the filter in particular? Because a key thing that I think our listeners should know and viewers is that you actually drew the faces for the filter as well, which is amazing, honestly. Yeah. I can draw stick figures. So I was like,
stick figures with anchor bodies and two wiggly hairs.
Yes.
That was Disha's like school diary.
It's so true. So I was like, you drew it. That's how we had our conversation. And I was like, you drew it?
Yeah.
Wow. So tell us about what brought it to life and how you came up with it.
Well, actually, I didn't create it alone. Like, I worked with someone who creates filters about colors and color analysis and stuff. So he knew his stuff. But I always loved explaining to people. Like, that's why I create on social media, I think, because I like to share and to make something that seems complicated easier to understand and to comprehend. So that's also why I love drawing, because everything is linked. Like, you can explain so much using drawing and showing people the stuff. So it's easy to talk about contrast, but when you have the filter, you can really show the difference between them. I didn't even want to use real faces, because it's easier when you have a face that is drawn to see yourself a little bit in it. It was difficult. I put a lot of pressure on myself to draw this face. I tried different ones and I was like, it's okay. Just has to look like a face and to see the contrast on it. So I wanted people to look at the face and see a bit of themselves. I wanted a face that everyone can... Yeah.
It's more universal.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I put a bit of pressure on myself for that. But when I created it, I was quite happy with it. So I'm happy to have a bit of my drawing also in this.
Yeah, of course. Definitely the art comes back.
Yeah.
I have to say, like, we are so obsessed. I am really obsessed with this filter. Like, we talk about it all the time.
Yeah,
we talk about it in lectures. We talk to people about it.
Wow.
When we were recording the episode and you were coming, we were telling everybody, like, the woman that does high contrast and low contrast is filming with us. Like, it really is super exciting. TikTok's talking about it. You're up for an award.
Congrats. Really?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You're kidding. Yes. No, I didn't actually.
First time breaking news.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I saw it.
Okay.
Yeah, the trend is up for an award.
Wow.
And like literally everyone is talking about it.
Yeah.
Like they had a presentation in their HQ. And your filter was fully there.
Yeah.
So considering how virally popular it is. I don't really want to use exclusively viral because I see viral as like short term. This is not short term. Why do you think people are so obsessed with this?
I think it's because it's a different way of talking about something we talk about a lot, like what makeup should we wear? And maybe it's because it's a different kind of filter. We were talking about it before shooting, but most of the filters online are transformative or like cute games and stuff, but this one is more to learn something. So I think that makes it a different way of using a filter, using it a lot to create different kinds of makeup. So I think that's why also it has been so used across the world. It's crazy. I see people using it like all over the world and doing makeup for the contrast. So that's nice because they are understanding by doing it. So you guys know when you want to learn something, you have to do it to comprehend it even more. So yeah, I think that's why it has been so used across the world, is because it's easier to see and then use it.
I feel like it's really obvious, especially with the filter, that your love of art is really coming through with mm-hmm. that as well, because of how you, even in your videos, when you explain everything and you talk about how colors go together and how to kind of understand what is kind of necessary to do that. And I just feel like with that, do you think that people are kind of using it to create stories within it, or is it more for self-confidence? Like, where do you kind of position it?
Well, I think people are using it in a various different ways. Not everyone is understanding that it's not a trend. It was also used a lot to do the trend of contrast makeup, which is fine because people are talking about it. So they are also learning about it. So that's nice. But some people understand that it is crucial to understand your contrast to do your makeup. So I think it's nice to see that it's a bit of both. Like, people are playing with it and also trying to understand themselves better, which is the goal. So
I think also, like, when we look at beauty is also a very, very emotional part of the day as well. Like, I think I totally agree with you, people using it in different ways, but I think one part about it is definitely like looking and feeling your best. And I think that's quite interesting. I mean, it's a big contribution to society, I think. What you've created, because it really has given people the tools to empower themselves. Mm. Have you had any like really sweet feedback or comments from people?
Yeah, actually, yes. From people all over the world saying, I've tried your filter, and it's not especially creators that are using it and showing stuff online, but more people that have understood better what looks good on them. And I feel like crying every time I get some messages like that, because people are saying, I feel beautiful now, or I never knew how to do my makeup, so I didn't wear it and didn't feel beautiful. And I found my perfect lipstick, so now I feel beautiful and feminine. So that's the best kind of feedback I can have about this. I'm so glad.
Oh, no, that's really, really beautiful. Definitely. Just to see people feeling special about an important part of the day, because that's self-care, right? It's
exactly.
A moment for yourself to feel good and to feel empowered in a way.
Exactly.
And you've created something that has given people the opportunity to discover that for themselves, which is so amazing, honestly. I have a question though. So obviously, if someone were to use the filter, they discover their contrast level, what's kind of the next stage in their journey?
Yeah, so exactly, you don't have everything with the filter. It's like the first version of it, so maybe something next will come with more indication of what you should do according to your contrast. But in my content and in what I share online, I try and show various examples of different women with different kind of contrast and how they do their makeup and how it looks and why it looks better or not so. I don't like to use good or bad, because it's not the goal. It's more like balanced. I like to talk about it like, if you want to look at a person and see their whole face, or see the makeup first. So that's when I share examples of what you should do if you want everything to look balanced and see the person. If you want to have something nice and bold and see the makeup first, you can also do other stuff. So I show examples of both. But the idea is, when you know your contrast, you want to balance stuff out with your makeup so that everything looks more like the same contrast level on everywhere on your face, so that it's more soft and balanced. Everything is about balance in makeup, I think. When you want to feel like yourself and look like yourself, of course, you can have a fun night and do something different. But yeah.
Medium contrast seems to be the trickiest one then. Yeah, it is. Of course it is, because you have to make a choice.
Exactly. And also, it's not I like to share it in categories, but of course people are in the middle, in between. And sometimes you have a low contrast face, but you have very dark eyes, so you can balance something differently around the eyes, or the other way around. Maybe you have very, very dark hair and light skin, but your eyes are very soft, so you don't want to do a smoky eye. So yeah, everything is in... You have to really analyze the whole face. It's not just contrast. So that's what it's interesting. I like to take the bigger thing and split it in different parts so that it's easier to comprehend. And so the medium one, yeah, can be trickier because it depends on your hair color, on your undertone, on if your eyes are really dark or not. So yeah. But
there's a lot to think about.
Yeah.
I love how people are like, oh, you just put on whatever and it's fine. But actually, there's so much analysis and thought that goes into if you want that balanced look, how to achieve it.
What I like about it also is that it makes you look at yourself, and it's kind of an introspection also, because it's difficult to look at yourself in the mirror when you're not confident. So I think it's nice to be okay with yourself and see how your face look and be okay with it, but know what works better or not on your face. So it's really about knowing yourself also. And that's a part that I really like. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so true though. Like looking at yourself in the mirror when you don't feel like you look good is such a problem.
Yeah.
And the lighting you do your makeup in actually really matters.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I had a horror story this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. We were going to a party and I was like in the bathroom and I was so tired, like so tired. And I was like, no, I have to go. And I was putting eyeshadow on and I knew it was sparkly and I knew it was like bronze.
Okay.
It was pink.
Oh no.
Yes, it was pink.
And
it
when
pink.
You went into the light, surprise.
And I was like, shit.
Always double check.
Yeah.
I was like, this is why my like very... a one-dimensional vibe of makeup that I do where I just shove on a dark lip and everything works.
Mm. Yeah.
Works in that way. At least I know those colors, so it's fine. Even in the dark, I'm like, oh, this shade of brown that looks like the other shade that I have will work.
It'll work. So I guess this is not a short-term beauty trend, right? Like that's what we've already established. So do you think we're over that? Do you think the short-term beauty trend is dead?
I kind of hope so. I think it's nice to have some different things to try out and sometimes to go out of your comfort zone to try something new, because sometimes your comfort zone is not what can look best on you. So trying something new is always nice. And in art also, like if you always do the same thing, you kind of get bored. And so it's nice to try different things. But the viral part of it and the fact that people want to be a part of the trends, absolutely, and they feel like they're missing out if they're not doing it or if it looks bad on them, and that's the bad part. Because they're trying something, they want to be a part of the trend, and they feel bad about themselves sometimes because it's not for them, and that's okay. So I hope we'll still have some... trends and stuff that people can share and try out and be creative about makeup, because it's also a creative outlet, but that people will also get back to them and think about what they want, why they do makeup, and what they want to look like also.
Yeah, it definitely feels like it's going in that way just because of all the like color analysis, mm-hmm. obviously contrast, like people want to know how to make themselves look and feel better rather than latte makeup, which
exactly.
might not work for everyone.
Yeah. And also people like us love trying new stuff and beauty and talking about beauty, but most people don't quite care. They just want to look good and feel good. And so having the signature look like is okay, and they don't want to try something else. They just want to feel good about themselves, and that's nice. So we have to consider every kind of people around beauty. That's also what's interesting.
Definitely. And I'm hoping that we don't have a new beauty trend, as much as I love to see them every 2 weeks, because then like when I love the experimentation angle of it, it's just the self-esteem part, right? When you feel like you don't look good enough, so you don't want to join into the trend. And that's like a huge part of social media, yeah. right? Feeling part of a community, self-esteem really gets affected by it too.
Mm-hmm. I was also going to ask, like, at the end of the day, when we do have this fusion of like these trends on TikTok specifically, were there any that you did love though? Like, was there a trend where you thought like, I like this,
that's
or
nice.
Like, yeah.
Well, I feel like I was happy when clean girl makeup was trending, because for such a long time when I was younger, you had to look like you had a lot of makeup on. Everything was like need to be flawless and stuff. So I liked that it was trendy to just put on lip gloss and basically that's it.
Yeah.
So that's one that I liked, but I don't like that it was to an extreme, like you have to be perfect to be a clean girl. So to an extent, it was difficult to... It was not for everyone,
yeah.
but I feel like it's good to have sometimes less makeup also, feeling like it's okay on social media, because like in 2016, it was a lot of makeup.
Yeah.
Lots
a
of
lot
makeup.
Of
yeah.
It was so funny because every time I look back at pictures of that era, you've got this flashback and it's like white under my eyes
yeah.
and like brown stripes on my face. And it was just such a different... vibe.
It was so different. I love the comparison videos that people do when
yeah.
they do like 2024 vs 2016
yeah.
and you see how they place all the products and how much of product they use. And I was thinking, how are we all just like vibing with that much
it was
makeup?
Okay walking down the street with that much makeup, okay.
We were just
yeah.
living our best lives.
Living our
exactly.
best lives in denial. Like, yeah, this is great.
It's actually the funniest era, I think.
Yeah,
for sure.
And then the Kylie lip challenge. Oh,
oh yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
All in the same time period, guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's that, and then you overline so much
yeah.
that no one knows where the real lip is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the liquid lipsticks and, yeah.
You know what? Like, I actually don't think I would use a matte liquid lipstick ever again.
I don't think so, too.
Yeah.
Except for red. Like a red liquid
yeah.
lipstick looks
perfect. But it has
perfect.
To be one that doesn't, like, flake and crumble.
Yeah, of course.
That,
yeah.
I feel like we didn't really get that.
No.
We didn't get, like, a satin finish. Matte was like, this is going to crumble
yeah.
off your lips.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you have dry lips like me, good luck. It was
yeah.
like my whole lip was crumbling. Yeah, was obsessed with it at the time. But hopefully we do see more longevity again when it comes to how people want to express themselves, because
mm-hmm.
that's what makes makeup fun too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the filter, going back to the filter, because obviously it's an interesting intersection between tech, art, and beauty that's
mm-hmm.
come together in one. I mean, how do you feel like filters that are helping people in terms of discovery?
Yeah, I think that's a nice way we can figure out ways to help people instead of what we understand when we say tech and beauty. We're like, what's going on? So I think it's nice because now it can be so personalized with the tech filters and also other stuff with tech like AI. Sometimes it can be much more personalized than it used to. So that's the personalization that can help us understand ourselves better, I think. So it's nice to use technology for understanding how things work. And in beauty, it can work too. So I think it's interesting.
We were actually saying, weren't we, earlier off camera, that there are like hardly any brands I can think of that have managed to crack what people actually need in a filter.
Exactly.
And so, of course, this brings into the conversation AI as well, because that's something that everybody wants to know.
Mm.
And I want to know from you, what do you think is the future of AI and filters?
That's a very difficult question.
Yeah.
Very interesting also. Yeah, I think it has to be used to understand the human behind it and not be too superficial and replace seeing real human online, because that is, I think, what is scary about AI. Like, I've started seeing on TikTok which one of these women is a real one and which one is AI. So that part is really scary. So I think it really has to be used in a way to, yeah, understand better people so that it doesn't replace and doesn't make real people feel like they can't be as AI is. So I'm hoping it's more of a way to make people understand themselves. I've seen people using ChatGPT to understand what they should use. I'm not sure about what ChatGPT is answering, but I think it's a great way to, people are asking questions about themselves and what they should do with in a personalized way. So I think we can try and find ways to be more mindful about what we use. Also, because we are consuming so much. And I think understanding and matching also with the brands, maybe, what kind of product you should use for yourself makes you consume less. And also, you know that it's going to suit you. So it's not deceiving when you receive a product you haven't tried. So I think visual try-on is the first part of it, but it's really like kind of old news. We have to really, I think the brands could try and fit it more to what can be a best fit for anyone. So using AI and tech at this, on this, I think would be really amazing. Because oh, yeah. Right now, yeah, you can try different colors, but if you don't know which one is for you, it's, yeah, you're trying out, but that's it. So I think it's the next step.
The future of personalization. Yeah. We said it here first. But I think that's so true because everyone has been obsessed with personalization for
ever. Ages, yeah.
Like forever. I was like, in terms of it being trendy, maybe like 8 years, 10 years about. And they're like, how else can we do it? There have obviously been websites, right? Where people can, for their hair or for their skin, can kind of give in that and then they get a result. Not as accurate. This just seems more exciting, honestly.
Yeah. And I think like when we use AI responsibly and you use it in that way where it's actually helping you, it creates just a completely different like leverage to technology. And I think eventually we'll get there. Like I think right now people are just maybe like a little too excited.
Yeah.
And so
maybe.
So everyone's like doing everything and anything. But I think eventually we will for sure get there.
Yeah, hopefully.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed that we get more exciting beauty filters from yourself.
Yeah, maybe.
As well
yeah.
In the new future, just to understand ourselves better, because everyone's on this era of self journeys of like improvement and wanting to grow in a way where they feel good about themselves. I'm all for it.
Yeah,
me too. Like you have the winter arc and people trying to better themselves on every level, and I think in beauty you can try and understand yourself better to feel better. I hope it's the future.
Me too, definitely. But I have a question because you've had extensive marketing experience as well, which is incredible. How did that then help you in terms of your journey as a content creator?
Yeah, interesting question. I think I've created content for, in a marketing way, for a long time. And also understanding the beauty industry because I've always worked in it, in the marketing part of it. So I think I understood what people got bored of as far as as content is concerned. So at first I tried to do as everyone was doing, and then I was like, that's not adding value and I don't want to be a part of not adding value and make people understand themselves better. And I think social media is such a great tool to learn new stuff. Like especially TikTok is very, very nice to share and teach people stuff in a very humble way also. It's not like you have, you're not in a classroom, you have someone sharing stuff that they tried on themselves. So I think I was kind of bored of the marketing part of it actually, and the way we have to talk about products like the briefs and everything has to be very controlled. And so sharing about the other way around, actually focusing on the people and not the products and the even the techniques is like secondary to me. It's more about what's your face like, what do you like, what's your personality, and then everything goes from that. So I think I was like, I'm bored of this, I want to change it. So yeah.
It's just because it's such a refreshing approach. So it's like the origin story must be yeah. told.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sharing is caring. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that message. You know, social sharing is something that we love. Mm-hmm. So I think it's so timely.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely. So we are moving on. Basically, our rapid fire questions that are beauty related.
Nice.
And we ask them to every guest. So are you ready?
I think so.
So what's one beauty rule you love breaking?
I love breaking every rule, actually, because rules are sometimes in a time period. So apart from visual rules that are not makeup rules, like the art rules, these ones I don't quite break. But the makeup rules, like how you should apply some products. I like to change it up and use products for different things. And yeah, every rule can be broken. I think you just have to be mindful of the visual balance and aspect of it. And then you can do whatever. You can use lipstick on your eyes. You can do, yeah, you can do whatever you want.
I love that. If you could give your younger self a piece of advice, beauty advice, what would that be?
Not trying to look like someone else and really understand how my face works and why it's also beautiful. And you don't have to try to look like someone else to feel your best. When I started realizing that and adapting my makeup to me, I felt so much more beautiful. And people are saying the word glow up. I don't like using this on social media. It can be like not good for self-esteem, but you can see it this way when you start doing something that looks good on you, you feel better. And then when you feel better about yourself, you obviously even more beautiful.
That's so sweet. Yeah. And so on brand, of course. Wouldn't expect anything like that. Our final beauty question is, what's a beauty moment, good or bad, that you'll never forget?
In beauty in general?
In terms of something that you did on yourself. Mm. Or something that you've seen, up to you.
Yeah. So I'll say on myself, because I've been talking about this, like mistakes I've made. So I was obsessed with a beauty influencer in the fro.
Yeah.
Victoria, very famous. She looks gorgeous, but she had very, very light, almost gray hair, and she was low contrast, basically.
Yeah.
Very low contrast. And I tried using the lipstick she recommended. It looked awful on me, and I felt so bad about myself. So that was kind of the turning point about contrast, actually. Like, not this example specifically, but this plus this plus this. And I was like, no, I can't wear the same lipstick as someone who has very, very light hair. And it looks like I was washed out. And it's not about me, it's just doesn't suit me.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a turning point for the contrast theory, actually.
Amazing. I feel like we've all had moments like that, but it's good. It's all learnings to help us know what works best for us. And plus, you look back at those moments and you laugh about it.
Yeah. Yeah, afterwards, it's funny.
Yeah. Eventually, it becomes funny, which is the best part.
Yeah.
Alianor, this has been an amazing and inspiring conversation. Thank you so much for coming along today, sharing your insights, your artistry, your energy, the laughs. It's been great.
Thank you so much.
We've honestly learned so much from this chat, and we're so excited to see what you do next. But before we let you go, we have our final segment, which is our card reading.
Ooh, exciting.
A little bit of woo.
Woo, I like it.
It wouldn't be us if there wasn't woo, to be honest. So we will be doing a little card reading for you to let you know what's in store for your trip ahead.
So excited about this.
And just tap them out to get rid of the energy. And then we will ask the universe, what is in store for your trip? Ooh, new love is in the air.
Ooh, nice.
Not romantic, though, for this. It's more like new hobbies, new love for a city.
Yeah, maybe London.
Coming in ahead of you. So I'll let you scan this later with a message for you to take away. But it has been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so amazing talking to you. I feel so aligned with the way you see beauty. So it was an amazing conversation. Thank you so much.
Amazing. Thank you.
That's awesome.